The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life. In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me. Today we're going to continue with the essence of my message regarding prayer, part 3. The overview. Over the years, I've written a significant amount regarding prayer and published significant lists of prayers as evidenced on the prayer webpage. It therefore seemed appropriate to consolidate all of these writings into one coherent document, aligned with my present understanding, hence the document in which this broadcast is based. This is part 3 of that discussion. So we will continue discussion of daily prayers with prayers for business, employer, and relationship. We'll then look at specific prayers for the kingdom of Yah, those in partnership, and for specific ministries. We'll then look at various other prayers, and then the pattern prayer. We'll then discuss the covenant meal and associated prayers. Prayers for young believers, including prayers to take people out of one's life, and then directional and defensive prayers, and cutting off the consequences of a sexual relationship, generally cleaning up one's life. Finally, we look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering, and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as a consultant and business manager. I have over 30 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of about 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator, It forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's endtimeissueministries1word.org. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down. For previous broadcasts, or search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio. There are at least four podcast websites that have back issues of these broadcasts. Also, more recently on LinkedIn and on YouTube. So today we're going to continue with 2022-0603, the essence of my message regarding prayer. This is part three, and we're going to continue with daily prayers. So pray for your business if you have one. Father, we thank you for the name of the business. We ask you to bless and prosper the business. We ask you for wisdom to get wealth. We ask you to help us to market and sell effectively, that we may come to a place of abundant income where we can live comfortably with funds available for ministry, etc., as appropriate. So it's absolutely acceptable for you to pray for your business if you have your own business. I want to stress with these prayers that I'm sharing with you today, this is not a recipe book that you learn off rote and you just trot these prayers out every day or every couple of days. These are suggestions. There's things that I pray. A lot of them are suitable to pray daily, provided you engage with what you're praying and you're not just sitting there rote learning what you heard from James Robertson. I want to stress that each of us needs to chart our own course with Father Yah. That means you craft your own repertoire of prayers. Draw on what I've given you. By all means, use what I've given you, but do not be limited by it. Feel free to drop things that you don't think are relevant, and feel free to add things that you think are important to you, whether that's one off or on a regular basis. Then prayer for your employer if you have one. Father, we thank you for name of the business. We ask you to bless and prosper the business. We ask you for wisdom to get wealth. We ask you to help me to be an effective employee and help the business to prosper so that we too may prosper. And then anything else that you think of. Prayer for your marital relationship if you have one. Father, we thank you for our relationship. We ask you to bless and prosper our relationship. We ask you to help us to work together effectively in your service, that we may qualify to sit on high thrones with you for eternity, or whatever your aspiration is. See the articles, Demographics of the Kingdom on the website, and the Mountain of Relationship. Folks, I encourage you to visit those two web pages and take a view of where you want to be in heaven, which is a view of how you want to live the rest of your life. If you're content to be in the outer fringes of the throne room and the foolish virgins, that's your choice. If you choose to move a bit closer with the adulterous wives, so be it. If you want to go for wise stewards, that's certainly worth going for. If that's not good enough for you, go for good and faithful servants. And if you aspire to a throne, go to become an overcomer, or ultimately a friend, which is really the heart of my message for you. In prayer for your ministry, if you have one, note that you should have one. Father, we thank you for the name of your ministry. We ask you to bless and prosper the ministry. We ask you to guide us in the service of your people, that we can make a dramatic difference on the earth and whatever else comes to you. Some specific prayers for the kingdom of Yah. Father, we ask that you will help your servants to pave the way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium, so that you can have many friends and many more committed believers. We ask you to raise up powerful servants who will initiate revivals all around the earth that will last for the millennium and radically change things on the earth. Help us to make a dramatic difference on the earth and so forth. Regarding your ministry, it is false that Father intended a few people to stand up in front of assemblies and make a lot of money, or even to stand up in front of assemblies and not make any money. Father did not intend you to have a relationship with him through a pastor, a priest, an imam, a rabbi, whatever. He intended for you to have a personal relationship with him, which means you have a personal ministry. Yes, in the first few years after you come to belief, you need to learn. But once you've got the basics in place, you can carry on learning at your own pace. You can go to different assemblies to learn from them. But the key thing is Father wants you to take on board some task that you're going to do for him for the rest of your life. Some specific prayers for those in partnership with us in the ministry or the business. Father, we pray for those who are in partnership with us in the ministry or the business as appropriate. We ask you to bless and prosper them, protect them and help them to draw closer to you. Help them to help us achieve our goals and make a real difference on the earth, and then as appropriate. If you feel so led, pray for my ministry and Tamisha Ministries, ETI, or any other ministry you're associated with, if you feel so led. Father, we bring the name of the ministry before you and ask you to bless and prosper them. In particular, we ask you to help them to reach as many people as possible and make this turning around sustainable. We ask you to bless and prosper those who've been touched by the ministry. Protect them, help them to draw closer to you, help them to know you're willing to do it, help them to hear your voice and be obedient. Raise up mighty warriors in your service who will initiate revivals around the world and so forth. Now, be careful. Do not pray for a ministry that is in serious sin and error, because you will get yoked with that error. Rather, don't pray for them if you're not sure. Or pray for them, Father, I pray that your will is done in their lives. I pray that you will, you can even pray, Father, I pray that you'll judge them severely and correct them harshly, that they may serve you more perfectly. You know, you think that's a harsh prayer, but as I said before, Father's judgment is the best guidance that anyone can receive. So I encourage you to consider that in your own life as well. Then prayers over food that has been provided by Father. If you're comfortably or financially and provision of food is routine, there's no need to pray. Otherwise, pray, Father, I thank you for this food, and I ask you to sanctify it to my body and bless the hands that prepared it in the name of Yeshua. But if you have a steady job, a steady income, then really Father is not providing the food. He's providing you with a job, which you've probably won by the sweat of your brow. He's really not actively involved in providing your food. If, on the other hand, you're in poverty and Father miraculously provides for you, then you really do need to give thanks. So it's a matter of a continuum from one extreme. Thanks is not necessary to the other extreme. Yes, you really need to be grateful for the food. Then various other prayers. Father, Yah, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I confess that I've sinned by, list any sin that comes to mind. I ask you to forgive me in the name of Yeshua. And then where possible, take the bread and wine of the covenant or communion. Pray this. I ask you to teach me your ways. I ask you to lead me that I may live a life pleasing to you. I ask that you may help me, that I may overcome to the end, and whatever else comes to mind. I've got quite a lot still to share with you, but that doesn't mean that if something comes to mind that you want to pray for, please pray it. Just check it out, and if it's presumptuous or foolish, then don't. I ask you to speak to me through people, books, magazines, newspapers, TV, radio, email, websites, or in any other way that I'm able to hear you. in order to come to a deep personal relationship with you. That prayer is primarily for young believers in the first couple of years after they come to belief, or the first couple of years after they make a serious commitment. Speak to me through your emissaries or apostles and spokesmen and spokeswomen, prophets and prophetesses, and send them across my path. Be prepared for unusual and sometimes difficult people who may easily offend you. Again, this is primarily for young believers. I ask you to teach me to worship you deeply and draw close to you, and be filled with and led by your Spirit. Remember that you must always exercise your discretion and your will. I ask you to fill me to overflowing with your Spirit and to help me deal with all issues in my life that are standing between me and the full measure of your anointing that you desire for me to have. Father, I ask you to give me utterance in prayer to pray whatever it is you want in my life, and so on. It's really only going to happen in the first couple of years of your life, or if you're in a desperate situation and you really cry out to Father, that he will bring somebody across your path. It's a major logistical exercise for him to disrupt somebody else's life, to put them in the way to meet you. Accordingly, if you find yourself in a situation where there's somebody else and Father is wanting to speak to you through that person, show due respect. Do not get irritable. Do not turn away. Do not get offended, particularly if they give you a message that's hard or difficult. That's not to say that you shouldn't be discerning. Satan can also put people in your path, but if you're praying the correct prayers, that's not very likely to happen. But it's legitimate when you are in your first few years walking with Father to say to him, please send people across my path. Please speak to me through books, etc. Absolutely legitimate. Then the pattern prayer, a useful prayer for new believers and weak believers, as it covers so many issues, is the example prayer attributed to Yeshua, commonly called the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father says that mature believers should not pray this regularly, as it is overused, and most people do not really apply their minds to it because they've learned it by rote. On the other hand, again, for a new believer, a useful pattern, you can pray it and elaborate on it. So give us this day our daily bread. You could go into more detail. Forgive us our trespasses. You could list your sins that you need forgiveness for, and so forth. It's important also from the point of view of acknowledging Father. But understand also, if you're praying this by rote and you say, hallowed be thy name, and you're still calling him the Lord or God instead of Yah or Yahweh or Yahweh or Yah, the eternally self-existing, you lining yourself up for judgment, folks. You need to get the holistic picture around this. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be the name of Yah, Yah the eternally self-existing, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Don't pray that prayer and then call him the Lord or God. In closing your daily prayers, Father, I thank you for your chesed and your chen, your love, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace, your favor. Amen. Amen basically means so be it, let it be done. And you can close off there. And as I say, we are each responsible for charting our own course. There is no magic set of prayers. What I've given you here and what I will give you in the next few sections are prayers that I have prayed. Most of them I pray fairly regularly that I think are important. That does not mean that there are not other prayers which are just as important or more important that I've just never thought of. Your situation is different to my situation. So feel free to pray whatever comes to mind. Just be careful that you're not being presumptuous or prideful or any of those things. But beyond that, just, he's your daddy. He wants an intimate relationship with you. He wants you to see him as your friend. Note that there's a big difference between seeing Yah as your friend and Yah seeing you as his friend. He will become your friend very early on if you allow him to become your friend. So, if Daddy, I'm not sure what to pray. Please help me. Please give me utterance. Daddy, I love you. I want to do right by you. I want to bring you joy. Help me to bring you joy, Daddy. And just being aware, Abba, Father, Daddy. So it's not just necessary to call him Father in a formal sense, but also to be free, to have the liberty to call him your daddy, sit on his knee, tell him about your problems. Then the covenant meal, commonly called communion or the sacraments, acknowledge the covenant regularly. Take the bread. Father, I recall that on the night that Yeshua was betrayed, he took the bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this as often as you shall eat it in remembrance of me. I ask that as I partake of this bread, that I may partake in everything that it represents to you, and that I may come to fully understand its significance and how it works. The latter part of that you can pray or not pray as you feel led, or you can pray other things. Note that whenever you sin, you should confess your sin, repent, and take the bread and wine as symbolizing the sacrifice for sin that was ordained by Yah through Moses. To better understand this, see the miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' death. It's up to you how frequently you rehearse the covenant or celebrate the covenant or take communion. I've had times in my life where I've taken it two or three times a day where I've been fasting and really just wanting to steep myself in the covenant. And then there have been other times where I've gone for months without taking it. But generally, I always have some grape juice in the fridge, and I have some Jewish unleavened bread matzahs in my cupboard that's available to me anytime I feel I want to do this, or I'm talking to somebody else who needs to do it. Entirely up to you. It's absolutely acceptable to take the communion meal three times a day if that's what you feel impressed to do. Take the red grape juice or red wine. Father, I recall on the night that Yeshua was betrayed, he took the wine and gave it to those who followed him. Said, this is my blood of the new covenant, shed for you and for many for forgiveness of sin. Do this as often you shall drink it in remembrance of me. I ask that as I partake of this cup, that I may partake of everything that it represents to you, and that I may come to fully understand its significance and how it works. In particular, I ask you to forgive me all that I've done that I ought not to have done, and all that I've not done that I ought to have done. I ask you to bring to my remembrance all sins I need to confess and repent of. Once you have a revelation of the covenant, you can apply the blood of the covenant, the red grape juice or red wine, to your forehead, the nape of your neck, your right eyebrow, your tongue, your right earlobe, your right thumb, and your right big toe, and pray for guidance and deliverance. You must pray for the grape juice or wine to represent the blood of the covenant first. Father, I ask that this cup represents the blood of the covenant. Please stick to red grape juice or red wine. This is a serious sacrament. It's not appropriate to take water or orange juice or something as a substitute, except if you are in detention, in jail, as a captive, and you do not have access to red grape juice or red wine, but you do have water. Then you can pray, Father, I pray for your mercy. I don't have access to grape juice or wine, please may I take this water instead. I've heard reports from a reliable source of people who prayed for water to be turned into wine. There's a report of Yonggi Cho in Korea, South Korea, prayed over the church swimming pool and turned the entire swimming pool of water into red wine. So if you've got the anointing and the faith, these things are possible. Then prayers for young believers. This is a bit of a recap. I ask you to bring people into my life who can teach me and lead me. I ask you to take people who are potentially misleading me out of my life. I ask you to strip off the old things and create new things in my life. I ask you to open the doors in my life that you want opened and to close the doors that you want closed, and so on. And so these prayers may change over time. It's wisdom, particularly when you're a young believer, to recognize that you don't necessarily have the discernment. I'd been actively seeking to serve Father for about 18 months, and I said, Father, I ask you to take the people you don't want in my life out and to bring the people you do want in my life in. In the next year, at least one staff member left, one business partner left. Father told me to get divorced. Other people were taken out of my life. And each time that something happened, it happened in such a way that I could see that these people were betraying me or not aligned with me or were potentially a source of problems for me. In particular, I discovered that my wife had betrayed me badly. So be prepared. If you pray that sort of prayer, do not be surprised if unexpected things happen, and be prepared to deal with them. If you pray that prayer and Father tells you to get divorced, then you need to get divorced. Don't continue complaining about your spouse. So the prayer to take people out, I ask you to bring the people you want in my life into my life and take the people you do not want in my life out. As I said, be prepared for all sorts of people to leave your life. Recognize that in some situations you will need to act. Yah will show you that there's a problem and the person is not suitable to have in your life, but you may have to take action, such as divorce, dismissal, etc. Only do this once you've prayed repeatedly for confirmation and guidance. Other times, Yah may arrange things that the other person takes themselves out, and he may show you in the process why they're leaving. This can be quite shocking at first. That said, if Yah does not want somebody in your life, then no matter how hard it is, you need to get them out. He knows better, much better than you do, what is best. As I mentioned a minute ago, a number of instances of Father taking people out of my life, and each time things came to the fore, once they'd said they were leaving, that led me to understand why they were going. Before that happened, I thought everything was fine. It's wisdom to recognize that you don't have the discernment in things like this, even later in life, but particularly in the early stages of your walk with Father. Then directional and defensive prayers. Help me to accurately discern the leading of your Spirit. Help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to hear what you want me to hear. Help me to think what you want me to think. Help me to speak what you want me to speak. Help me to write and contract with my hand what you want me to write and contract. Help me to walk, go with my feet where you want me to walk. Speak to me through whatever medium I'm able to hear you, through books, magazines, newspapers, emails, radio, TV recordings, emails, websites, or any other medium. When necessary, send people or messengers, in other words, angels, across my path to speak to me. In all of the above, it is up to you to be sensitive and discern that Yah is answering your prayers. He will not steamroller you into anything or force your hand. If you do not want to listen or for some reason are unable to hear, he will not force you. It is up to you to be sensitive and obedient and seek clarification, confirmation, and further guidance as you grow in relationship with him. Again, most of what I've just shared with you there is more relevant in the early days of your walk. You should reach a level of maturity where you can see things the way he sees things, hear things the way he hears things, etc. Particularly if you've taken my message to heart and you want to become a friend. A friend is one who sees things, at least at some level, in the way Father sees them or hears them or thinks about them. And that's so important, folks. The way we as human beings think about things generally is frequently at odds with the way human beings, the way human beings see it is frequently at odds with the way Father sees things. So I had a situation some years ago, an election in a major country, neck and neck situation. And the day before the vote, I said to Father, what's your will in this? And he gave me the name of the person he wanted to win the election. And I prayed. And then there were all sorts of things that happened in the next 24 hours in terms of rainstorms and various other things, such that the very closely decided vote went in favor of that individual. Do not ask Yah to send other people to you unless you're willing to be obedient to what he says. Failing this, you will open yourself up to judgment. It's a major logistical exercise, as in most cases, for Yah to arrange the life of another person to meet up with you. When it happens, be appropriately grateful to Yah and be attentive to what Yah has to say to you through that person. As a spokesman, a prophet of Yah, I'm constantly disappointed by the extent to which people, when confronted with a spokesperson, a prophet, take what that person says lightly and frequently go out and do exactly the opposite of what Yah has said through the prophet. I've had any number of cases where Father has sent me to somebody or brought somebody across my path, and I've said, Father is pleased with you. You've asked him about such and such. Father says that you should do X. And I speak to them a few days or a few weeks later. Say, how's it going? No, it's fine. We've done Y. And, you know, you ask them what happened to X. And they can't really explain it. They just went out and did the opposite of what Father wanted them to do. So don't ask him to guide you if you're not going to pay attention. In cutting off consequences of a sexual relationship, this is a considerable subject in its own right, which is discussed in detail with daily prayers at the webpage, The Essence of My Message Regarding Separation of Man and Woman, and also the webpage, Men and Women and Family, and under that, Separation of Man and Woman. Basically, if you have sexual intercourse only once, be it with another human or an animal, all sorts of spiritual ties and connections come into existence that will have a huge impact on your life going forward. And if the relationship no longer exists, need to be cut off. Note also that casual sex, including online or telephone sex, can have major impacts. See the essence of my message regarding sex and the implications of careless sexual activity. Folks, sex is extremely powerful. We're created with the intention that we should thoroughly enjoy sexual intercourse with our life partner. We're created to have intense sexual experiences, to experience orgasm, climax. And when you do that, you are drawn closer and closer together. So having casual sex is just messing with your spirit. It's messing with your life. It's an extremely spiritually dangerous thing to do. Have a look at those pages that I've just referenced. On the other hand, if you commit yourselves to a lifetime relationship and have really intense sexual experiences, you will get closer and closer and closer until basically you can communicate telepathically between one another. Then cleaning up. As you clean up your life to grow closer to Father, you will progressively be able to get rid of the demons that are attached to you. Some associated with bloodline curses, others associated with sins you've committed, others transmitted from those you've had sexual intercourse with, and so forth. When did you know that you've dealt with a particular sin or similar, you can pray, I speak to all demons associated with or of the sin concerned, and in the name of Yeshua, I bind you, and I command you to leave me now and go where Father Yah sends you. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to send your mighty warring messengers, angels, to bind all demons with who no longer have a legal right to be attached to me, and send those demons where you command them to go. I ask you to show me what other demons have legal rights to be on me so that I can deal with that. Be cautious of being presumptuous in this area. On a fairly regular basis, if you're actively serving Father, you can pray, Father, I ask you to cut off all curses that have been spoken against me and to cast out all demons associated with those curses. And then you speak to the demons as I've just given you prayer. Folks, people get offended when you tell them they've got demons. There are 100 billion demons plus on earth. 100 billion people who've died without a relationship with Father. It takes serious hard work over a protracted period of time to get completely free of demons. And even then, because there are so many demons floating around, it's a simple matter to accidentally pick up a couple of demons when you're just living your life the way you're living it. So don't be offended if somebody says you've got a demon. Just get rid of the demon. Do the necessary repenting and pray. Another relevant prayer, show me all demons and curses that are attached to me and how to get rid of them. Send people across my path with the anointing and knowledge to deliver me. You need to study demons and deliverance enough to seek out and to seek out people who can help you to get free. It's guaranteed that unless you put in major effort over a number of years to get free of demons, you have demons, and they're corrupting your thinking and leading you into all sorts of sin. You need to deal with bloodline curses and the demons associated with them. In another prayer, show me all the sins I need to repent of. This is an ongoing process for years and probably decades. Sit down, pray, and make a list of all your sins, starting with bloodline stuff that you inherited, and then list year by year from conception to the present all the things you did wrong or were done to you. Repent of them and pray for those that you harmed with your sins to forgive you. You'll need to do this several times over a period of a year or more with the assistance of the Spirit of Yah before you've cleaned up, and you will still find yourself remembering things years later. Yah may require you to go to people and repent of what you did wrong to them. You may need to make restitution, restore things you stole, compensate them for losses that are incurred because of the wrong you did to them, etc. Folks, it's important to understand that there are consequences for sin in this life and in the life to come. If you don't repent of your sin in this life, you will spend time in hell paying the price for your unrepented sin after you die. So it's really worth doing the exercise that I've just outlined to you and doing a spiritual audit and cleaning up. Then you could also pray, show me all the people I need to forgive, all the people who've wronged me, forgive them, release them from their debt towards you, including things they've stolen, etc. You may be able to just pray this, but you may need to go to people and actively forgive them and release them. So it's not sufficient to say, I repent of stealing that money. You're probably going to have to take and go to the person you stole from and say, I stole from you and I owe you this much, and either you pay them or you say, I can't pay you all now, I'll pay you so much a month for the next year or for the next 10 years in order to clear my debt. See also the detailed discussion on the topic of cleansing. The article is The Essence of Cleansing and Deliverance, Note that as he was about to die, Yeshua said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. So if Yeshua could forgive those who treated him so terribly, you can forgive those who've wronged you. See the webpage, Yeshua, the child, Yeshua, part one, the child, Father, forgive them. Don't carry grudges. Don't carry resentment. They did what they did. They probably did it in ignorance. And even if they didn't do it in ignorance, just forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Father can't forgive you if you don't forgive those that have wronged you. And that's such an important principle. It's quite a mind bender when you first come across it, but it is fundamental. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So that's all for today. I will broadcast again next week on prayer, the last session on prayer. Just repeat what I've said a couple of times today. Your prayers should be your prayers. Use the examples that I'm giving you as examples. Help them to seed your thoughts, seed your prayer life. By all means, take them on board and pray them daily, weekly, monthly, however you feel impressed to use them. And you don't have to use everything that I've put forward, and you can and you should come up with your own prayers, your own variations, your own themes. Your relationship with Father is your relationship with Father. Ask Him to help you to pray what's appropriate for your life today. Don't just take James Robertson's prayers and trot them out for the next 10 or 20 or 30 years without any thought, without any discernment, without any critical thinking. And see prayer as a petition to Yah, a petition to the court of heaven. And that is distinct from having a conversation with Father. There is absolutely every reason to just go and sit at Father's feet or sit on his knee and say, Abba, Father, Yah, Daddy, this and this and this and that and that and that. And do you see what I'm in at the moment? And I don't know how to deal with it. And please help me. Please show me what to do. Please guide me in whatever way you're able to guide me. Have a conversation at any time, all the time. Come to become his friend. So I'd like to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to the Almighty Creator. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't stress this enough, folks. There is only one reason you exist, and that is to become a friend of the Almighty Creator. He was lonely. He decided to create intelligent beings that he could have dialogue with, that he could partner with, that he could do things with, that could be his friends. To that end, he created the universe. He created this solar system. He created this planet. He created the plants and the animals that populate this planet. And then finally, he created human beings with one goal only: for us to become his friends. If right now there's a minuscule number of friends on the planet, it's there for you to choose today to become his friend. Father, in the name of Yeshua, James says, I can become your friend. I choose to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. Show me how to become your friend. Guide me. Bring the people you want in. Take the people you want out. Speak to me in whatever way I'm able to hear. I want to become your friend, Eddie. And then just walk with him. Email me. I'll help you. We can get on Zoom or Teams or wherever. So wrapping up, some key documents and a video on the main web menu. Video, why seek relationship, the miracle of Yeshua's death. The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. Seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship. The Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, the essence of my message to Christians. Also articles for Jews, Muslims, other faiths and unbelievers. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. There are about four podcasts. Sites with archive of all the broadcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page. I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. There are about 2,500 articles in the article database, over 1,000 web pages, huge amount of information written over more than 20 years, basically about 25 years. Use the Google search and you may well find answers to your questions. If you don't find what you're looking for, please email me. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, and I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, Father wants you to become his friend. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, your age. It doesn't matter whether you're young or old, rich or poor, tall or short, fat or thin, educated or uneducated. Doesn't matter whether you're Jewish, Muslim, Christian, Baha'i, Buddhist, Muslim, whatever, even a Satanist or a witch or a warlock. It doesn't matter if you're Asian or Indian or African or European or Caucasian. Doesn't matter whether you've got blonde hair and blue eyes or black hair and brown eyes, or anything in between. It doesn't matter who you are, folks. Father Yah, the creator of the heavens and earth, desires for you to become his friend. As I said just now, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I choose to become your friend. Help me to become your friend. I urge you to pray that right now. Thank you so much. Good night.
Father, I